Yeah, it's very frustrating. I think the most frustrating thing, I guess, is not just for players but the supporters, and particularly who've travelled up from Chelmsford and spent money on hotels and everything that goes with it, is that we've not really had rain for 4 days. We've had 2 days of glorious sunshine and not a ball's being bowled. So it is very, very disappointing.
Yeah. It just seemed to be, from day one, quite a local, total lack of activity out there as well. Now, not an expert in hydrology or groundsmanship, but would you have liked to have seen a bit more action, or would it not made of any difference?
Well, again, I'm no expert, but you know, they're saying that there's nothing they can do to improve the outfield. So you know, we have to go on what they say. I guess, you know, from mine, the players' point of view, would have at least liked to see some kind of work out there, and if it didn't work, then fine. But it were almost, you know, conceding we weren't going to play without doing anything. So I guess that's where we're disappointed. We know it's wet, but you know, in the years gone by, before super soppers and all the modern technology and drainage, it did used to rain.
Yeah,
and they used to use all kinds of mechanisms to get it dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's it. Look, it's the start of the season. We're frustrated. Everyone wants to play. But given we've had, I think, an hour's rain in 4 days, not to have a ball being bowled, it is very, very disappointing.
Yeah, yeah. Perhaps we won't dwell on that too much. Going into the Lancashire game, I suppose one thing, we're not sure whether we're in form or not, are we?
Yeah, but it's a funny one. I don't think anyone thought we wouldn't play a ball up here. But, yeah, it's just one of them things. We've got to move on now, and we will do. You know, we'll get some good practice in this week. The forecast's good at Chelmsford. And we know what a great job Stewie and the staff do down there. So we're expecting a good 4 days. It'll be a very tough game against Lancs. You know, they've had a game this week, so you could say that they're in front of us in terms of game ready. But, you know, as I said before, I believe in this group of players we've got. You know, we'll use this this week as, you know, just clearing up a few niggles. We've got everyone another week under in terms of, you know, netting, even though it's been indoors. So hopefully we'll be right on the money come Friday morning.
Yeah. We met Lancashire very early on in the season last year, and perhaps, given the way the season panned out, it was quite a defining game that we held on. Dan Lawrence acted as the catalyst for that draw, which was very crucial, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. I mean, Lancs were, you know, comfortably the better side in them 4 days, probably apart from the last two sessions where Dan, with the help of Tendo and a couple of others, was absolutely superb. So I think everyone, you know, we'll be having this conversation a lot. Every team in this division is very strong. Everyone can beat anyone. We saw that last year with Middlesex winning it and getting relegated. So each team represents a different challenge, a difficult challenge. We just got to make sure we're on our game. And we know if we are that, we'll be a match for anyone.